Here is a new awesome hikmah from Allah the Hakim. October 1, 2018. The basic cells that give rise to all of the different cells in those organs in our body, like bones, brain, heart, reproductive organs, and others, are called stem cells. Now, one type of stem cell is an egg cell from a woman that has been fertilized by a sperm from a man. This cell is the first cell in a developing human being. This cell confirms any type of cell in the body, as well as the umbilical cord and placenta. Placenta is a flattened circular organ in the uterus of a pregnant mammals, and its job is to nourish and maintain the fetus through the umbilical cord, as you see on this picture. Then, this fertilized egg starts to divide few times, and it becomes an early stage of embryo, Al-Ala. The first Zura revealed to Prophet Muhammad. Now, embryonic stem cells come from inside of this embryo. These stem cells can form any cell in the body, but not the cells of umbilical cord or placenta. Subhanallah. Here Allah is saying that we do not want growth in the umbilical cord and placenta after the child was born. That is why they cut them off of the newborn babies. Yet, these two parts were the source of nourishment of the baby when it was inside of the mother's belly. These stem cells, which I call them repair cells, are many more in the body of infant and young children than adults, and when we get older, the number of these stem cells reduces. That is why, in older ages, we get weaker, because of much less stem cells. Therefore, wear and tears a curse. As we read in 16:70, Allah created you, then He terminates your lives. He lets some of you live to the older stage, only to find out that there is a limit to the knowledge they can acquire. Allah is omniscient, omnipotent. Or in 30:54, we read, Allah is the one who created you weak, then granted you after the weakness strength, then substituted after the strength weakness, and gray hair. He creates whatever He wills. He is the omniscient, the omnipotent. Therefore, here is the reason that when we get old, we lose our strength, and we get weak. Subhanallah. Another type of stem cell is an adult stem cell, and small group of these cells found in some organs, such as the skin, after birth, and into adulthood. And they only can become a few different cell types related to the organ where they are found, and they replace those skin cells that are lost due to cell aging or damaged. Starting few years back, Allah has been teaching us how we could create a regular body cell, such as skin cell, to change into a multiple stem cell. These stem cells can become any type of cell in our body. So, if you have weakness and problems with your body parts, like back, neck, or knee problems, or many other parts of your body, then you may go for stem cell therapy in order to treat, for example, diseases and cancers of the blood or any other parts of your body. Doctor will take a sample blood or bone marrow from the patient or a donor. In some cases, donor blood may come from a baby's umbilical cord after it's born. These tissues samples contains healthy blood-forming stem cell. Then, the doctor kills the abnormal white blood cells and their stem cells by radiation. When the abnormal cells are gone, doctor will transplant healthy stem cells from the tissue samples into patient. These stem cells will make new blood cells, including normal white blood cells. They will allow the body to fight off infections. That is how stem cells repair our body parts. When you get a cut, these are the guys who are repairing and healing our wounds. As you have heard, time heals our wounds, but not the heart that is in love. There is no stem cell for that, except only Allah can strengthen your heart and soul and give you patient. We read in Surah 26, verses from 78 to 83. The one who created me and guided me. The one who feeds me and waters me. And when I get sick, he heals me. 80. The one who puts me to death, then brings me back to life. The one who hopefully will forgive my sins on the day of judgment. My Lord, grant me hikmah, and include me with the righteous. Around 4,000 years ago, Ibrahim knew that Allah will heal us when we get sick, but he did not know how the process of healing occurs in our body. Thank Allah for his unending hikmah and knowledge.